Welcome to Sasha Speaks. I would like to thank all my audience and everyone who has been with me since the beginning. All those who are new to my podcast, I just want to welcome you to my podcast. And I hope that my podcast blesses you in some sort of way. So this word, this prophetic word, is actually just going to be very straightforward. I'm actually going to describe a vision that I saw from the Lord. And then I'm going to describe what I heard the Spirit of the Lord speaking and what I believe the Lord is speaking about in the Spirit and what He's going to be doing for the body of Christ. I hope this blesses you in some kind of way, and I encourage you to bring what I saw in the Spirit before the Lord for confirmation of what God is saying now. So this vision I actually saw, like, today's the 23rd of January, March, and I had this vision like 2 days ago. So I'm just gonna go directly into what I saw. I actually had two visions. So the first vision I'm gonna describe, and then I'm gonna just go into what the Lord said, and then we're gonna take a break, and then I'm gonna go into the second vision. So the first vision that I saw like a tribal spear, but this spear was bigger than normal, and it was like very decorative, like somebody, it looks like somebody took their time in decorating the spear, and it was like tribal like print on it, and it was like very, very elaborate, very, very like pretty, and it was like, it had like white like letters on it and tribal like symbols on it, and you can just tell like it wasn't like store or manufacturer. You can tell somebody made it from hand. So I saw like a close-up of that, and the sphere had a spearhead at one end, but it also had a spearhead at another end, and it almost, it looked big enough to be like a paddle for a canoe, but it was like bigger than that. So I thought that was very interesting when I was like praying to the Lord. And I also saw very distinctly like this girl in the vision, and she had dark tan skin, and her skin, I could say, was similar to the skin color of an almond, and her hair is like jet black, very straight, and it was like the length of it was to her shoulders, and distinctively her eyes were blue. So she had dark tan skin, the color of an almond, her hair was jet black, and it was very straight, and it was shoulder length, and then her eyes were blue, like crystal, like piercing blue. She had like a very distinct look, and you could tell she lived on an island, like tribal wise. And I just remember seeing her in the water with the sphere, almost like she was using it to float above the water. And I'm not sure if she was fishing or she was just in the water just hanging out, but that's what I saw. And then I saw her like looking over her shoulder, and almost like in a movie scene, it's like I could see past her shoulder, and she was looking towards the horizon, like where the sea was, like out towards the sea. And as she looks over, I can see over her shoulder, and I see in the sky like a huge asteroid flying towards the sea. And when I say this thing was flying fast, it was flying like really, really fast, and it hit the sea, like the ocean, and I just remember seeing like an explosion. And all this is in a vision, and as soon as it hit the ocean, like there's a huge explosion, and I saw like wavelengths coming from where the asteroid had hit in the water, and it was almost like the Lord brought me to space where I could see from space, like an aerial view, where the asteroid had hit and where the wavelengths were coming from. And it like literally rippled throughout the entire world, and I could see the effect of what happened after the asteroid hit. And that's when the vision like ended. And then I heard the voice of the Lord say, there will come a time in a place where this will happen. So there's a, I want to plug this in before we take a break, but there is actually like a scripture that talks about in the book of Revelation, where it actually describes that there will be one day an asteroid that will hit the earth during the 7-year tribulation. Now, I know a lot of people who are believers in Christ, there are some people who know about the book of Revelation and they haven't read it, and then there are people who are believers and they read the book of Revelation and they are aware of this. But yet, I'm going to actually look up the scripture for you to, so you know what scripture to read, because in the book of Revelation, there's a lot of symbolism. And if you're not really like familiar with, the Bible, like a lot of things in the Bible is symbolic, but when you read it through the lens of the Holy Ghost and you ask the Lord to give you revelation or reveal the truth to you, he will tell you, like, he'll show you, like, basically what's to come. And one of the actual things that talks of that the Lord identifies is basically an asteroid that's gonna hit the earth. So I know it may be shocking to some of you, like, what, I never read that before. But when you read the Bible, like, the Lord be revealing certain things that mostly in church they don't really want to talk about, or they don't, or they're not aware of it. So I'm gonna read a little bit of chapter 8. When you get a chance, read the book of Revelation in its entirety, because there's a lot of different layers to it. So in the book of Revelation chapter 8, it says in verse 1, when he opened the seventh seal, because there are 7 seals that were broken, which represents the 7-year tribulation, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the 7 angels who stood before God, and 7 trumpets were given to them. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne. So I'm actually going to stop that to skip through to the trumpets. So in verse 6 it says, then the 7 angels who had the 7 trumpets prepared to sound them. So you got 7 angels, 7 trumpets, 7, basically 7 seals. So they all represent, like, basically the same thing, 7-year tribulation. So it says in verse 7, the first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. In verse 8 it says, the second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Now this is the verse. Verse 10. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that became bitter. Now, if you go and revelate, like, in the book of Revelations in chapter 8 and verse 7, 8 and 9, it talks about 3 different angels. So, 3 different angels that sound 3 different trumpets that represents 3 years of the 7-year tribulation. And the first angel that sounds the first trumpet, basically, is the first year. So, it talks about hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. A third of the earth was burnt up, a third of the trees burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. He's talking about asteroids. Second angel sounded his trumpet. Second angel, second trumpet, second year. Something like a huge mountain. Something like a huge mountain. What's like a huge mountain? And then it says, all ablaze. So something like a huge mountain set on fire was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood, meaning a lot of sea creatures died. And it says a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. So this is an asteroid that's going to hit and be thrown into the sea, which is going to cause death and destruction. Verse 10. The third angel sounded his trumpet. The third angel, the third trumpet, the third year. And a great star, blazing like a torch. A great star. He's talking about an asteroid. Blazing like a torch. It's on fire. Because when it hits the earth, when it comes into the earth's atmosphere, it's set ablaze. Like, fell from the sky. And a third of the rivers on the springs of water. The name of the star, or the asteroid, is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. So when it hits the water, it's going to hit the rivers in the water. So you got three different asteroids that's going to hit three different areas in three different parts of the world. And I think one is going to be bigger than the other. Either way, one is going to be thrown into the sea. Another one, the first one's going to be thrown on the earth. Another one into the sea. And another one that's going to basically hit the water supply, meaning fresh water. And of course, it's going to cause a lot of damage. But read it. When you read it, it's talking about asteroids. And this is during the 7-year tribulation, the seven-year judgment of the Lord, basically, during his return back to the earth. This is something that I know is very heavy, and a lot of people don't like to read the book of Revelations because it's so layered, but it is important to know about the book of Revelations because God reveals the secrets to his servants, the prophets, before destruction comes. And he allowed the book of Revelations to be written by the men of God to warn the people of coming destruction before it comes. So this is the good thing about God. God is so faithful, God is so merciful and gracious that he will warn his people before destruction comes. And a lot of times he warns us beforehand because he doesn't want any man to perish. And he identifies this multiple times through different prophets, where he will send a man of God to go into the land to prophesy, to speak warning to the people, to sound the alarm, to sound the trumpet, in order for them to be aware of destruction before it comes. Now, it's up to the people who receive the message, whether they receive it or deny it or disregard it or don't listen to it or ignore it, but it's up to the prophets or the watchmen to sound the alarm and to warn the people. It's up to the believers, the ones who are called to be prophets, to be the apostles, the evangelists, the teachers, the pastors. We as the body of Christ, if the Lord gives us a warning to warn the people of destruction, it is up to us to warn the people ahead of time so that they can turn from their wicked ways and repent so that destruction does not come. But in this instance, this is the 7-year tribulation. It's going to happen because people are not, they're not going to be repentant. They're not going to be listening to the word of God. They're not going to want anything to do with God. And unfortunately, judgment has to come because of their disobedience. But the Lord brought that vision like clear as day into my attention. And usually, like, I've heard about other people having dreams about asteroids. I've heard of other believers who've on YouTube who have these dreams or have these visions, but I never had one myself. I always seemed to, like, I remember praying to God, like, yeah, I want to have a vision, I want to see it myself just to see it. But this is the first time I actually seen a vision, an actual vision of the asteroid hitting the sea. I didn't see it hit the earth. And I didn't see it hitting the water supply, the fresh water supply. So I actually saw the verse 8 is the one the Lord showed me. The second angel sounded his trumpet and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, basically an asteroid, was thrown into the sea. That's what I saw in the vision. Like, the asteroid was coming and it hit the sea. And a third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. So I actually seen verse 8, Revelation chapter 8, verse 8, So it's a warning, basically, to basically warn the people of God. And even if you're not a believer in God, it's to warn people, to let you know, like, the Bible is real. God is real. Like, he ain't playing no games. And when God makes a judgment, he makes a just judgment because he's a just God. And, like, again, the great thing about God is he warns us before the destruction comes so that we can repent and turn away. So if anybody is listening to this, anybody who's not a believer in God, and you're curious about God, you want to know about God, you want to know, like, this is the time to get it right. Because for him to show me this type of vision in the times that we live in today, 2022, with all the other crazy stuff going on, the Lord didn't tell me when it's coming. He just told me there will be a time and a season when it will come. And I just plugged in for you to tell you, according to Revelations verse 8, or chapter 8 verse 8, it's just a confirmation of the vision that I saw, just to give you biblical background. Like, yeah, this is, I knew God talked about this, it's just I didn't expect to see it myself. So he really, like, showed me this vision when I wasn't expecting it. So it is basically just a warning to, for those believers and unbelievers, like, we need to be constantly watching for the Lord to come back and return, because it is coming closer. Like, the Lord is going to return soon, and he wants us to be aware and be observant and not fall asleep at the wheel. That's quote unquote. He wants us as believers to be aware and really pay attention to the things that are going on, because there are signs that the Lord talks about. There are certain signs that will happen that the Lord says before destruction comes. And even with the war with Ukraine and Russia, like, in the Word of God, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 24, where it talks about there should be wars and rumors of wars. There should be earthquakes in many different places. There should be pestilence. Like, he talks about pestilence, like diseases and stuff like that. Like, he identifies that this is a sign of the end, but this is not the end. It is basically the beginning of the birth pains of the return of Christ. So when you see these things, don't be alarmed. Be aware of what God is doing and allowing, but be aware that God is, like, around the corner. That's basically what he's saying. He's like, this is not the end. This is just a sign of the end. Like, it's a sign of the beginning of the end. But the end has not come yet, if that makes sense. So when you get a chance, just read the Word of God, because there's scriptures that where he specifically identifies, like, the disciples asked Jesus, like, when do we know that the end is here? And just to help you too along the way, there's another scripture that says, until the gospel is spread all over the earth, then the end will come. And then there's a couple other things that have to happen before the actual end happens. But the Lord always gives warning signs, like, boop, like, pay attention, because I'm around the corner. You may think that I'm not coming back. You may think it's going to be prolonged, but I'm closer than you think I am. And he's trying to, like, get our attention. So I believe that's the reason why God is had given me that vision. So I'm actually going to take a break. I know this is kind of long, but we're going to take a quick break. And then after the break, I'm going to tell you what I saw, what the second vision that I saw. Welcome back from the little break that we took. Thank you for holding on with me and bearing with me. And I just want to welcome you back to my podcast. So the first vision I explained to you, what I saw was an asteroid hitting the sea. And reference and the plug-in for that was Revelation chapter 8, verse 8. And those of you who do not know, now you know the revelation of what the Word of God is saying as a warning to God's people to be aware of Jesus returning. And those of you who do not know the Lord, this is just a warning for you as well. To, if you don't know God, it is important that you, and I would encourage you to get into a relationship with the Lord. And the best way I can tell you is The word of God says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he died on the cross for your sins, and you believe that by faith, then you will be saved and you will have the promise of eternal life. And it's also important, too, that you make sure that you receive the Spirit of the Lord, which is basically the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is basically the Spirit of the Lord. And once you receive the Spirit of the Lord, it's almost like how God marks you as his child of God. Like, once you receive his Spirit, it's like he marks you for life. Like, basically, you become one with Christ in spirit. So the Holy Ghost basically resides in you spiritually, and he guides you on the earth to maneuver life's obstacles and things that you face in the earth through the Holy Ghost. So he dwells within you. Basically, God's Spirit is dwelling within you. You have to understand, we are spiritual, eternal beings. So even though we have a body, we have this fleshly body, we do have a soul, and we do have a spirit. So there's three parts to us, just like there's three extensions of God in the Trinity, where it says God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Like it says in the Word of God that God is a spirit, and those that worship him shall worship him in spirit and truth. So when it comes to the Holy Ghost is basically the Spirit of the Lord. And when you receive the Spirit of the Lord, he resides in you, and you become one with your Creator, and he seals you, basically, as his own. So, for those of you who don't know, you know, just to give you some insight, but those of you who do, you already know. So, the second vision that I saw was, it's like, okay, I saw, like, water, a body of water again, and I saw it, like, bubbling. Like it was on boil, like the water was boiling. And then I saw like fish, the fins of tropical fish. I could tell they're tropical, like from the sea. And they were like trying to gasp for air from the water that was boiling. And I thought that was interesting. I think it was just an extension of what I saw in the first vision. But then it was kind of weird because then it changed and I saw fish taken from the water and they were like taken into this fish market, and I can't see the people, but I can see the hands moving the fish, and they're bringing these fish into this fish market, and they're like frozen, but then they're cleaning them up and cleaning them out. The fish are being cut and cleaned and sorted out and put in categories and stuff like that. And I'm trying to figure out where I am in this vision, and I'm looking around and I can see forklifts in the background. I can see storage boxes in the background. And it's a big fish market. And I see on the boxes, like, symbols. And the symbols look like Japanese. So I'm like, oh, this is Japan. So I realized the vision that the Lord took me to is in Japan. And he brought me to the fish market. And it looked like it was that big fish market. It's a famous fish market in Japan. I'm not sure what the name of it is. But there's a famous big fish market that's really popular in Japan. Where they basically make bets off of the fish, and people like bet on the highest bidder for the fish that they want for the catch of the day. And then they take it to the restaurant and they cook the food and prepare for customers. So this is a particular one looks like that. It looked like it could be, but I'm not sure. But I saw that. And then I saw, like I said, the fish being cleaned and cut and put in categories and stamped and boxed up and shipped off and all that kind of stuff. And so I also saw, like, it changed scenes where the Lord brought me into, like, a traditional Japanese restaurant. And I saw, like, the fish that was brought from the market was being prepared. And then the fish was actually being prepared into sushi. And the fresh sushi, like you usually see on TV, it was brought out in front of a customer. And the customer was getting ready to eat the fish. And then as the customer is getting ready to eat it, I can see them pause, and I can see around the person that the entire Japanese restaurant is like being violently shaken. And then the Lord took me outside of the Japanese restaurant to the that famous scene that a lot of people see. I don't know if you know or have seen it before, but there's a famous scene that in Japan where they always show this one in particular mountain. It looks like a mountain, but it's a volcano. And it's a famous volcano that's in Japan. It's very pretty from a distance. But that actual volcano erupted in my vision. And when this volcano erupted, it caused a wavelength of like dust and dirt and stuff to like, or wind to blow through the Japanese surrounding area, and all the glass in the Japanese restaurants like blew out at the same time. And it was almost like a movie scene in this vision, and I could tell like it affected everything around it, the surrounding area. And then this is what I heard in the spirit. This is what I heard the Lord say. This is a time and a season where my justice will reign. My judgment will come upon the earth like never before. I will use my hand to shift the mountains. The earth will crumble beneath my feet. I will cause the earth to feel my birth pains of my return. Interesting how I was talking about Matthew chapter 24, talking about the birth pains. He had mentioned that. The rocks will cry out and the earth and the trees will rumble. People will cry out in fear. Men's hearts will melt. There will be nowhere to run when my judgment reigns. These are the things I wish would not come, but these are the things that will come because they are not repentant. You're talking about people who are choosing not to obey God, who choosing not to have a relationship with the Lord. I will wipe them from the face of the earth as if they never existed. My destruction is not wished upon man. I do not want this, but their rebellion provokes me to anger. Their disobedience causes my heart to quake. It is difficult sometimes to hold back my anger because of what I see. Now, this is God speaking to me, like through the Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. He goes on to say, I detest sin. As you would say, and he's speaking to me in this moment, in reference to our sayings on earth, what we tend to say, the quotes that we tend to say, it makes my blood boil. Like, technically, God doesn't have blood to boil, but you get what he's trying to say. He's trying to relate to me in that moment. And then this is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say. But as you would say, it makes my blood boil. But I refrain because of my son, and because of him, I have given grace and mercy to those who do not know me. That is why I have called you at a time as this. Now he's addressing the body of Christ. I am calling my remnant to rise in this place, in these moments, to do my will and to warn the people. My remnant will be bold in my name and will not be afraid of man. They will be people who will understand my kingdom and will know how to walk in the Spirit accordingly, because the Holy Ghost will teach them. They will not be taught by men, as men who dwell inside the tabernacles. He's talking about inside the church. They will be taught by my Spirit, because he will dwell within them and lead them. They will know wisdom like never before. They will walk in discretion and will possess discernment of spirits. They will move according to my leading, and they will know and live according to my principles. My remnant, he's talking about the body of Christ, will not be afraid to speak out when needed. They will be as wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. The Lord quoted a scripture that he pretty much has written in the Word of God. He continues by saying, I will teach them all they need to know, and they will not be afraid to be obedient against the world's standards. Light will shine like never before the great and terrible day when I return. Men will be in awe at the way I will use my people who have been called at a time like this. He goes on to say, my people will rise up despite what the news and the economy looks like. Doom and destruction will not follow them, but my Spirit will be ever present wherever they go. They will bring restoration where desolation has been at hand for a long time. They will rebuild things that have been brought down by my judgment. They will cause the dry places to become vibrant. Where there is darkness, they will illuminate the darkness with light that dwells inside of them. They will obey my voice and hear and listen to what I have spoken. they will reflect me wholeheartedly, and they will know that the Lord will be glorified despite what men and the kingdom of darkness says. They will establish my word in the earth, and my kingdom will reign where I will dwell. Territories from the enemy will be lost. More souls will be saved, and many unbelievers will come to me because this will be the final harvest. And then I just, at this point, I really believe like the Spirit of the Lord was just like boldly, like crying out. And I remember writing this down in bold letters, and I'm just going to read it. And he says, "Get ready for the final harvest. My power is coming like never before. My glory will rise in the earth like never before. I will get the glory from men who do not know me. They will bow at my feet. I will bring the nations to you that have never been before you before. They will bow before you because of me. Get ready to carry my glory like never before. I am doing this to accomplish my word. It is time for my remnant to arise. Angels of the Lord will partner with you, and I will teach you my ways and my statutes. I will teach you all you need to know as long as you stay submitted to me." And then this is what he says. "I am that I am." And he says it three times. "I am that I am. I am that I am. This is the voice of the Lord. Listen to the prophets that speak my word. I am here to speak the truth, for the truth shall set you free. Do not be afraid of what is to come. What must happen for my glory. I am equipping you." He's talking to the body of Christ. "I am equipping you to live abundantly while in dark places. I will prepare you for what is to come. Remember, body of Christ," that's who he's talking to. "Remember who you belong to and who I am in your life. Focus on me and I will sustain and guide you. The Lord has spoken." And then he told me, this is the last thing he told me to do in obedience, and this is what I'm doing now. He said, "Release it unto my people, for they will witness my justice. To Jesus be the glory." So this is what the Lord said after I had the vision, the second vision. And I just hope that this encourages you in some kind of way, because God is moving in a powerful way. And I truly believe that God is not going to delay. And what he's saying in his glory and his power, everything that he said, I believe by faith that it's going to come to pass for the body of Christ, and that we are going to partner with the angels of the Lord to basically bring about the kingdom of God and the evidence of the kingdom of heaven on this earth, just like how Jesus walked upon this earth and he walked in signs, miracles, and wonders. He said to his disciples, "Greater work shall you do than me." And just like the disciples, he's also speaking to the body of Christ right now, right here, right now, this generation, that his glory is coming like never before. Like his power is coming like never before. He's going to use us as vessels to reach those who do not know him. And he's saying, get ready for the final harvest. There's a scripture that says the harvest is plenteous or plentiful, but the laborers are few. He's talking to the body of Christ. He's saying the harvest is ready. The souls are ready to be harvested. But the laborers, those, they're not enough people who are willing to go out for the Lord to harvest the souls of the people before his return. And it's up to us to stand and rise and arise and stand up to the plate to say, "Lord, use me as a vessel." So I just hope this encourages you that God can use you. He can use anybody. Again, you don't have to be perfect unless you, even though you may feel like you're not perfect or you're not qualified, God can use imperfect people to bring about his glory throughout the earth. Only if you choose to submit to him and give it all to him and surrender all to him, God will use you in a mighty way. He will take your shortcomings, and he will take the mishaps and the mistakes that you make and turn it around for his glory if you allow him to work in your life. So I just pray that if you ever feel like you can't be used by God, don't listen to the lies and the manipulation of the devil, because That's not true. God can use anybody for his glory. And he can use whatever you messed up in as a testimony of what God has changed in your life. So I hope and pray this has blessed you. Go before the Lord. I encourage you to pray for confirmation and what God is saying. Re-listen to this message because I know this will bless you. And I pray that you would have a blessed evening. We will talk very soon. Good night.